for the hour of 11 o'clock, and we are joined by the Montgomery County Court of Honor this morning, and we have with us this morning Mr. Dan Krause. Dan, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Sunshine Country.
Nice to see you, Dan.
Good to be here.
What do you know that's exciting today? Well,
what do I know? It's another beautiful day in Sunshine Country. It's amazing the great weather we've had. It's good to have the moisture in the ground so we can start planting season, but every day we walk out here and we got another day to see some sunshine, it's a good day.
Yeah. Larry Barnett with me as well. Larry, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell me the most exciting thing you're doing today, Larry.
I got here on time.
Did you celebrate the small things, right?
I'm serious. I was white knuckling that vehicle. I'm going, Jamie, I forgot. going to go any deeper.
And he's here. He's here.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is a real pleasure to get to visit with you gentlemen. And we're going to talk about the Montgomery County Court of Honor. We're going to talk about the Memorial Day program. Before we do, though, big picture, Court of Honor, Montgomery County Court of Honor. I'm just throwing it out there.
Doing well, but we could always use more members. Our membership is getting older as we take on these projects, the different things that we do. We could always use more help.
Yeah.
A reminder that all you have to do is have respect for your country, respect for your flag, and believe in what we do as far as an organization. You do not have to be a veteran to be in the Court of Honor. We take on a lot of people that just simply want to see us continue with the things we've done for many, many years.
Yeah. So really that's it, right? Express interest.
Yep.
Come down and visit a meeting. And
we would really appreciate some younger blood, Aaron. You know, I think the average age of our membership now is probably in the 70s. So we need some youth and some experience. But, yes, we would welcome volunteers of any age. And as Dan mentioned, you don't have to be a veteran, male, female. We don't care.
Memorial Day program is upcoming. We'll talk about that. But what do you do? I mean, obviously, this is a big one that you do, right? But otherwise, I know you do flags. Tell me some of the things that you're involved in.
Okay. Not only do we've been around for quite some time.
Yeah.
1964, I think, is about the time.
Pretty close.
64. And as you've been hearing on the announcements we've had on the radio, we have been in support of the programs on Veterans Day and Memorial Day in our community for many, many years.
Yeah.
A number of years ago, we took on the job of being the repository of the flags that are given in honor to the Court of Honor by the families of the deceased soldiers of Montgomery County, something we take very seriously. We are now entrusted with over 1,600 flags that we keep there at our building.
Mm-hmm.
And as everybody knows, the upcoming Memorial Day is the day when we get out the pole wagons, the flags. We ask for the help of the community, and we're going to have a good day weather-wise that day, and we're going to have a program out there that we can feel that gentle breeze and watch those flags fly, and it's really an amazing thing. If you have never witnessed our flags flying at our cemetery on Memorial Day, I strongly urge you to go to our website, which was www.mccourtofhonor.com, and there is a video that you will find on that website that was done back in 2017 on the morning of us putting the flags up. Some great emotional music behind it, and it really tells the story of why we do that for that particular day. However, that's not all that we do.
Right.
We offer military rites at the gravesite for soldiers if it's requested by the family. That's something that we are proud to be able to do for them. We also sell flags. Not only U.S. flags, but any state flags or military flags we're able to get through our supplier. If you don't have a flagpole on your property and you want a flagpole, this is something else that we can do. We sell an 18-foot flagpole that we would be happy to come and install on your property. You show us where you want it put up there. The flagpole includes all the hardware you need to fly the flag, does not include a light. Which, you know, we strongly recommend that the flag is lit after dark if you plan to leave it up 24 hours. But this comes with a socket that we put into the ground, so you have actually 16 feet above ground for your flagpole. But we've done several of those over the last couple of years simply from some help with some people that we had through social media, and we're happy to maintain those and get that. But if you look out there and you have a flag and you're not proud of the way it looks, give us a call. We'll talk about what kind of size flag you need. We supply flags all over the community for all different reasons. The flag that you see proudly flying above our courthouse is supplied by your Court of Honor. Yes. And we are able to get to our supplier and get that. Mm-hmm. And then we work in conjunction with them with getting those things replaced.
What about flag etiquette and disposal of flags?
If you'd like to, two good topics, and thanks for you for bringing them up. The flag etiquette, we would be more than happy. We have several gentlemen who have put on programs from the Court of Honor that would be happy to come to any school organization, any civic organization, and talk about proper flag etiquette, show the proper flag folding procedure if you were to take the flag down. And we like to get a chance to do that, mm-hmm. Okay? If you have a flag that you're going to replace yourself and you want to know what to do with the flag, we do have a box located on the west side of our building. Now, you can find our building down in Legion Park.
Yep.
If you go to the Legion Park baseball field and you look beyond right field, you're going to see our building.
Right.
We have a nice flag flying out in front of our building. Of course, that's accessible off 4th Street or Alix Avenue there amongst the fairgrounds property. And there on the west side of the building, we have an old post office box that was a collection box that they donated a number of years ago, painted red, white, and blue. Please feel free to put your flag in there, and we will take care of the proper disposal.
Yeah. Very good. Good stuff. And I have said, and I will continue to say, one of the number one best things that I think we do as a community is the program that Dan alluded to, the Memorial Day program with the flags flying.
Yeah.
A little sunshine. You will not see something that is just, in my opinion, more inspiring than that. It is remarkable.
If I may interject here, that's a good point, Aaron. I've had people tell me that they have driven as far away as Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
I think one year, someone from Iowa City, they happened to be in the area, drove to Red Oak. Especially to see those flags.
It is remarkable.
It's an impressive sight.
It is.
When the team goes down along the north side of the cemetery to put up the flags that morning, it's not unusual to see cars stopped along Highway 34.
Yeah.
Totally unsafe. I realize that. But people will stop and get
You're
out.
You're not advocating for that.
Yeah, I'm not advocating that. Please don't do that. But please do come and drive through the cemetery and see all the flags that are there. But, they talk about how the traffic actually stops up there
and gets out.
It's an impressive sight.
Like I said, that video, if you take the chance to go to our website, and that's www.mccourtofhonor.com, you will see that video, and it's very impressive.
It's good stuff. It really is. And hope for good weather, because you don't fly the flags if
right.
you don't want to get them wet. You have 1,600-plus flags.
But we do not totally give up. I mean, on that morning, if we do not have whether we can do it. We still have, Larry and I were just counting now, over a dozen flags that we need to dedicate to the court. So we will move our program into the high school, and I'm going to let Larry talk a little bit more about the program.
Let's talk about it. Larry, tell me about the details of that program.
Well, interestingly enough, if you've ever attended a Memorial Day program in Red Oak, you're going to find that our program isn't any different than it was 20 years ago. We try and keep it brief but yet respectful of the veterans and the dedication of the flags. We'll kick off about 10:45 with a sort of a musical concert with the Red Oak High School Band. Mr. Chase Hohenschelt will be directing the band. The official start of the program will be at 11 a.m. with the posting of the colors and our national anthem. And that will be immediately followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by some scouts.
Okay.
Then we'll have an invocation by Alan Dean, who is the pastor of the First Covenant Church here in Red Oak. I'll be emceeing the program for the most part, as well as reading the names of the flags to be dedicated. We will then have the placing of the wreaths by the American Legion, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary. The Montgomery County Veterans Memorial Court of Honor will then have a rifle salute. That will be followed by taps, and a young individual from the school will be playing taps for us.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will introduce the guest, which Dan will talk about here in a little bit, and that is First Sergeant Stephen P. Supersad. Will be our speaker. A couple of other honored guests will be Lori Johnson, who's the vice chair, and Mayor Timothy Friedhoff.
All right. So, Dan, tell me a little bit about the speaker that we have this year.
It's an honor to have this gentleman with us. First Sergeant Stephen Supersad was born in Trinidad and Tobago and joined the United States Army in August 2011. He attended basic combat training at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, then moved on to attend advanced individual training at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, where he was awarded the military operations specialty as a motor transport operator, which hits right home here with us in Red Oak because of our transportation company we have here. His previous assignments included a 189th Sustainment BDE located at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He deployed to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in support of the 4th BCT out of North Carolina. Following this assignment, he served as the team leader of the 15th Transportation Company and continuing his tenure at the senior command driver for the SETAF commanding general. First Sergeant Superstad was a DA selected to attend U.S. Army recruiting course in 2019, where he stationed in Tampa Recruiting BN Sarasota Recruiting Company. He later reclassified and was awarded the MOS of 79R/42T, for all you military-speaking people. He has held the station commander for 24 consecutive months at Duluth Recruiting Station located in Duluth, Georgia, for the Atlanta Recruiting Battalion. He is currently performing his duties as a first sergeant of the Des Moines RCTG Company in Iowa. He's a graduate of the Master Leaders Course, Senior Leaders Course, Advanced Leaders Course, Basic Leaders Course, Station Commanders Course, and the Army Recruiter Course. His awards and decorations include a Meritorious Service Medal, his second award, Army Commendation Medal, 5th OLC, Army Achievement Medal, 9th OLC, Army Good Conduct Medal, 4th Award, National Defense Service Medal, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Afghan Campaign Medal, 1 Combat Star, NATO Medal, Non-Commissioned Officer Professional Development Ribbon, and Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Ribbon, Air Assault Badge, and the Gold Recruiter's Badge, Recruiter Ring from Glenn Morrell. First Sergeant Stephen Supersad is not married with no kids and has a short-term goals to obtain his Master's in Business Administration and get selected to the rank of Sergeant Major. So it's going to be an honor to have First Sergeant Stephen Supersad as our speaker for our program that day.
There you go. It's a good program. About how long is the program? You mentioned keep it respectful and brief. About how long is the program start to finish?
Well, it kind of tends to a lot depend on how many flags we have to dedicate.
Yeah.
This year, we're just a little bit over a dozen flags. So I'm assuming that maybe close to an hour, maybe even short of an hour. It's not a thing that we get in there and drag on a lot about.
Right.
I mean, we get speakers in there that come and talk about our history here in our community, which is very, very important. And then they get a chance to kind of reflect on their own personal background of how it reflects with that. The thing about having First Sergeant Superstad here in town is eventually he will be the officer who will be in charge of running our recruiting station.
Awesome.
For those who have been watching the remodeling of the building that's down on Broadway and Washington Street, it's going to be very exciting to get a chance to see that come to fruition and people come in and meet him first chance. And as you can tell from his background, he's got a heart for recruitment and talk about his story.
It's a pretty cool thing. The program, and it's just show up. You don't, I mean, it's free.
Right.
You don't have to buy tickets. You don't have to sign up, show up and enjoy.
And that's one thing I'm going to talk about a little bit about our logistics for that day. Many people are aware that there is construction going on around in school.
Yep.
And we will have our high school band that will be performing. We'll be up in the parking lot. And that's going to be roped off, so people shouldn't come in and expect to park there. I would highly ask, if you're able, please park in the high school parking lot and take the short half block walk back to the where the program's going to be, should we have the program outside. Don't expect to be able to pull right up in front because, of course, we're going to have that restricted from the vehicles and the things we have for the program. You definitely will not be able to park on Inman Drive because that's, of course, where we have the seating for the program. And we like to have that concrete area there so that we can march the flags out and put them in a place of honor so they can be there during the ceremony.
Yeah. That's weather permitting. And like you alluded to earlier, if the weather
would be... We know that Aaron's going to be in charge of the weather that time. you can send
now,
all
complaints.
So you can send all complaints to Aaron at kcsifm.com.
And his, I like how his email address is.
He just gave it, as a matter of fact.
No. But, we love it on those days because we love to be able to get these flags out. And the question might come up is, how did you come about 1,600 flags? Each and every one of these flags bears the name of one of our veterans that from Montgomery County that has fallen. And they're each embossed with their service time, whether they served during any kind of active conflict or at peacetime. And so every flag that we're putting up there has a story. And that's what gets me is that morning we're out there honoring these guys who years ago made that commitment.
Yep.
To our country, and that's how we can honor them from that.
I think it's cool, and if you know, people are always looking for something to. Well, you know, this is something to be, in my opinion, again, for what it's worth, to be super proud of.
Right.
A great deal of pride.
And we
are. Look at the military history. Look at the history of dedication and service to our country, and you can see it.
Right. There's two things I look forward to every Memorial Day, Aaron. Number one is seeing the community come together to do this project because. We're even so graced to have the local Elks Club is going to provide our breakfast this year after we put up the flags. And we want to thank them for stepping up and doing that. But now this year, we bring that community together. We get these volunteers together. We give this monumental task. But when everybody pulls together and works together and we're done an hour and 15, hour and 30 minutes, it's just phenomenal because you can sit back and enjoy it. The second thing I look forward to is our scouts.
Uh-huh.
We give the scouts the small flags to put at the headstones of the soldiers that have the markers there. To watch those young people attack those hills with those flags is something you never forget.
Yeah.
You never forget it. And so come out and be part of it because that morning we have lots of families we see every year and kids who have grown up doing this, kids who have learned the lesson by doing this of what this is all about, have learned more about their community by being involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you see some names you might recognize, some people that you've known from before. You know, every year when I hear that a list of names read, I think of the past of this community and these people that have been so much for so many years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, I'd like to also interject one here. Everyone will get a program as you enter the event, whether it's at the high school or cemetery. But the one thing that is not on the program, which we try to emphasize every year, the program will list the veterans' names individually, and they will be read one at a time. Normally, we'll lean the flag up against the fence. I'll read the name. Someone will grab the flag and take it over to a stand and place it in the stand. One of the things that we want the public to know is if a family member wants to carry that flag to be placed in the holder, please let us know.
Okay.
We enjoy and support the family's involvement because whether they were in the military or not, they're part of it. So if you want to post your veteran's flag, let me know.
And you'd be happy to do that.
Yes, sir.
After saying that, now I'll put on there that a lot of times we get people with good intentions to do this, but if we have a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind and carrying a 50-pound pole and flag, we are there to help and assist.
Yes.
If they simply want to walk along the members of the Court of Honor to do that, we always ask the family members to stand in recognition, of course.
They will be recognized.
But, don't feel like you're obligated to do it. But sometimes we have younger members, especially if we have younger members of the family of the veteran that we're honoring that are from the military, we encourage them to come in full uniform because it's very it's a really cool thing to see.
Yeah.
Really cool thing to see. So, it's an impressive ceremony. Whether we have it inside or outside, we encourage the family members to be involved.
I think a day about like this would be good. Maybe
a
little more sunshine.
It would be perfect.
A little more sunshine.
There you go.
Put in your order now.
That's right. I'm working on it, Dan. He was quick to offer that up and then shifted the blame to me right away. Did you notice that through the course of the conversation?
I just asked people to listen to the guy that usually reads the weather on this station. And
Dan's a
master. To see who's in charge of it.
He's an old pro.
He just shifted it right away.
I'm a son of an Army sergeant. I learned how to delegate really quickly.
Dan Krause with me this morning and Larry Barnett. What else do we need to cover, Larry or Dan? Have we covered what we needed to?
We need the public. Yep. We need the public to show up at 6 o'clock that morning. We need the people to come and say they'll commit to it. And then something we always fail to mention, at 4 o'clock that afternoon, after we've had this beautiful day of weather, mm-hmm. we need the public to come back out and help us take them down. A lot of times we get a lot more in the morning than in the afternoon. We need just as many people in the afternoon because it's a job to take those flags down, fold them up correctly, and get them put away so they're in safekeeping for the next year. We'll take care of them the other 364. We need the people to help out that day.
There you go.
Amen.
Nice to see you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
Stay out of trouble. We'll see you next time. Make it a good one again. Dan Krause and Larry Barnett with us this morning talking about the upcoming Memorial Day program.
Let's check in and see what's happening with the markets at this hour. This report brought to you each